The new interim headmaster of the Boston Latin School says he wants to bring unity and healing to the school this quickly upcoming school year. Michael Konopasis was named headmaster after Boston Latin's former leader resigned amid claims she failed to respond adequately to racially charged incidents. WBUR's Tanya Mosley sat down with Konopasis as he prepares for the new school year.
There are very few things about Boston Latin School that are new to Michael Contempassis. For 22 years, he was the headmaster. Before that, he was a teacher and then a student at BLS. But 18 years later, after returning as the interim leader, there is one thing Contempassis is still trying to wrap his head around.
Particularly dealing with what is at least new to me here in returning, and that is the explosion of social media. We were lucky if we had two or three students that had cell phones.
It was a set of racist Twitter messages last November that prompted two Boston Latin students to post a YouTube video claiming then-headmaster Lynn Mooney Tata didn't do enough to address their concerns. Here's some of what the two students said in the video.
Hashtag Black at BLS when your white peers are using Twitter and Facebook to put out racial slurs and negative things about students of color, and you print out the tweets and give them to your headmaster in a binder, and then she does nothing about it.
Soon after, Headmaster Mooney Tata resigned, and Boston Public Schools brought in Contempassis, a familiar face to the BLS community. He and his team have spent the summer coming up with plans for the upcoming year. First up, setting parameters on what is acceptable behavior, not only in school, but online.
First of all, we've got to set a tone that suggests what's acceptable and what's not.
Contempassis did not give specifics on the school's social media plan, but one major difference this year is that parents will be notified the moment an incident comes up in the school. BLS has hired a full-time staff member to communicate with parents.
I do think that there is a need for all of us periodically to think about how we address students, what may pass as something that might be considered an insensitive remark may not be that in the head of the individual.
Teachers will undergo professional development to learn ways to engage with its diverse population of students. And then there is the Big District Initiative to increase the number of minority students at exam schools. This summer, the district asked principals in places like Dorchester and Mattapan to recommend students to participate in an exam school prep program, and the numbers have spiked. This year, 20% of students in the program were Black, up 10% from last year. The percentage of Hispanic students rose from 14 to 26%.
It's telling students over and over again that they belong here, and that anybody who tries to tell them they don't, we're not going to put up with.
NAACP President Michael Curry says he's encouraged by the steps Contempassis and BPS are taking, and he'd like for Boston community members to be able to weigh in.
Communities should have some part to play in that process, and we think that part of that is making sure that a broader group of people are understanding that Boston Latin School is an option for all of the kids of Boston, and that we can secure a pipeline of Black and brown students who, quite frankly, have not had access to the school.
Contempassis says Boston Latin School will continue the conversation, including race dialogues within the school. And he's hoping to spend his short time as interim superintendent to lay the groundwork for the permanent headmaster, expected to be announced in March. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Tanya Mosley.